It's good to see you in the Lord's house this morning on this rainy Sunday morning. We praise the Lord for it. And we're going to share a verse that has to do with that here as we look to the Lord and our call to worship. I'm in Psalm 147, and we're doing a series of the last five psalms and calls to worship to draw your attention. These verses of Scripture in the last five psalms are very full of the worship of God and why we are to worship God. I want to read the first verse of Psalm 147 and then skip down to verse 7 and then read 7 and 8 together. So follow along as I read. Praise ye the Lord, for it is good to sing praises unto our God. For it is pleasant, and praise is comely, or beautiful. It's a beautiful thing. Verse 7. Sing unto the Lord with thanksgiving. Sing praise upon the harp unto our God, who covereth the heaven with clouds, who prepareth rain for the earth, who maketh grass to grow upon the mountains. Do you realize that one of the reasons and the desires within our heart to worship God is that He takes care of us? He provides us with rain. He provides us with rain so that the grass can be watered, so that the grass can carry forth its purpose here upon the earth. You know, everything is intertwined and linked together in God's providence. And He takes care of His creation. And so one of the things that moves us to praise Him, one of the things that the reasons that we come with thanksgiving in our hearts to God is because He cares for us. Can you name any other God in any other religion that cares, that even cares? I mean, you think about that for just a moment. You watched, and I saw this when I was in India, the people going through and spinning the prayer wheels. As they were walking through on their trail to go into work, spinning the prayer wheels as they were going, is that a God who cares? That you stick a prayer request on in Hindi, spin it a few times, hoping that the gods about will see it, and it's repeated so many times. That doesn't sound like a caring God to me. Or Buddhism. There's no interaction in that religion with a God. It's just a philosophy. In the truest sense of the word, our God is a caring God. And He knows the numbers of the hairs on your head. He knows when a sparrow falls. He knows the infinite detail of everything that He has made. And He deigns to care for you and for me. That should spur us as we come together today to worship Him, to have thanksgiving in our hearts. Does it thrill your soul to know that God cares about you? That He knows you intimately and that He's concerned about you? Well, that should first be, Lord, thank you for caring for me. Thank you for thinking about me. When the clouds rolled in and the thunder began to roll early this morning, thank you, Lord, for providing the rain that we need. There are people and places around this country that have not had rain in several years. We're talking about years. They haven't had any kind of sizable, measurable rainfall, and yet God has provided for us. We need to be thankful. You take it for granted? God can take it away just as easily as He can give it. And so we want to be a thankful people. And that's what this verse tells us. Sing unto the Lord with thanksgiving. Sing praise upon the harp. Take up a musical instrument and play it to the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ and thank Him for all that He has done. May we have that kind of spirit today as we worship Him.